Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yes, indeed it is. Congratulations. We have made it. Self-high fives all the way around. There's some new jobs numbers that are out. No, don't worry. You didn't get a job, and you'll be like most of us. You didn't get a pay raise, and you're not. And I mean, it just is what it is. The economy is tanking as we speak all around us. And these new jobs numbers will indicate that it's not in any danger of getting better anytime soon. It's the election. Look, I know people getting tired of, well, we have 60 days, 50. I don't know what we have left. But I'm just telling you, we got to pay attention. You get the opportunity to vote, you vote. You see what's going on. I have to trust our not ready for primetime vice president when she says my values haven't changed. I know they still stink. They stank then. They stink now. They'll stink in the future. I got it. You know, you are who you are. You believe what you believe. And I just want to make sure you don't get any closer to the Oval Office in the future than a guided tour, because it is just dangerous stuff. So our good friend, Dr. Dave Brad, is going to be with us about a half hour from now. And we will, in fact, be talking about what's really going on with the job numbers and these unemployment numbers and the rest of it. Joe Moreno, smartest lawyer on God's green earth, is going to be here at 4:03, because there's all sorts of developments with President Trump. That goofball judge up in New York, I guess, realized, I just don't want to really honestly be on the wrong side going forward, has delayed the sentencing in that that nonsensical case in New York. So that's good. That's a no, it's actually it's a good thing. So we've got all sorts of stuff that we have to address that we'll look at. I will tell you that there's a nice event coming up. You've heard of it before, I know, Politics and Pints. It's fantastic. It's back October the 16th. We're doing it at the Beacon Theater in Hopewell again. And the only way you can get tickets is to go to WRVA.com, WRVA.com. If you've never been to a Politics and Pints, let me tell you what you're missing. You're missing fun. You're missing more fun. Oh, and you're missing beer. So it's really, really a nice get-together, a bunch of us. I don't know what the Beacon holds, 700 people, something like that. And we sell it out each and every time, and it's been there a couple of times. I don't know where we'll do it next time, but that's where we're doing it right now. It's a beautiful theater, classic theater in Hopewell. And it's me, it's John Reed, it's Gutman. Brian Kilmeade from Fox is coming in. Dana Lash, who you hear between noon and 3, she's going to be here for this one. And again, limited supply of tickets. There's always a limited supply, and it always sells out. And everybody's like, well, I'm just going to wait. I'll get my tickets later. Please don't do that. And it's, how do I say this and not sound like a jerk? I can't, so I'll just sound like a jerk. I can't lose any sleep if you didn't get your tickets. I'm not going to feel that bad simply because I'm going to be there. I'm like one of the stars. I don't have any choice. I got to be there. But I really don't want you to miss out. And people say, well, I'll buy them at the door. We don't sell them at the door. Maybe in some alternate universe like Earth, I don't know, 369, they sell them at the door. Here, we don't sell them at the door. So you do want to go. No, I'm not asking you. I'm telling you, you do want to go. A chance to be up close and personal with me and John Reed and Dana Lash and Brian Kilmeade. It will be great, great fun. It's always spirited in more ways than one, because there's beer involved, thanks to Michelob Ultra. So would you like to go? No, I'm not giving you tickets either. You got to go online, WRVA.com. I would go now, because they're just flying out the door. We started this morning, right? And we've already sold a boatload of them, and it'll be a sellout again. So that's what I'm going to tell you about that, okay? I will probably annoy you and remind you about it every once in a while, just because I don't want you to miss out. The other thing that happens on Fridays, well, you know, there are a couple of things that happen on Fridays. As you know, Number one, I wear red, R-E-D, Remember Everyone Deployed, started by a couple of Marine moms a few years back, just for each of us to take a moment and remember the amazing men and women who are serving somewhere as we speak, and they're not at home. Remember Everyone Deployed. How do we do that? Well, you wear red. I am wearing a red T-shirt today. I am also, because I don't ever want to miss out on Red Friday, R-E-D, Remember Everyone Deployed. I have one of my many bracelets from my dear friend Emily Morrissey. You know Emily from emilysbracelets.com. These are like my emergency bracelets. The red ones, seriously, I have two of them. I have a glass one and I have the plastic beaded one. This way, in the event that the laundry fairy inside my house has not placed a red garment in place, you know, because it happens. I can always slip on one of Emily's beautiful red bracelets, and I am still firmly, totally ready to go for R.E.D. Remember Everyone Deployed. And, oh, you know what else it is? Yeah, I put on my Peppa Pig hat because, frankly, nothing says we're heading into the weekend like a little dose of Peppa Pig. You should know this event that's coming up for Cat Simons, in memory of Cat Simons, is something, if you have the opportunity, I would urge you to go to it. Cat was a dear friend, as you know, and we lost her. I mean, I don't want to get into every single solitary detail, but every time I think about it, I think, oh my God, she's such a sweetheart. Not a mean bone in her body. Gave so much to the Central Virginia community throughout the years. And there's a free musical celebration. It's coming up at Westchester Commons on Sunday, this Sunday, September the 8th. All right. Deborah Willis is the president of a group called the Friends of Cat Simons Foundation. Says that foundation was actually created to carry on Cat's legacy, what she's done for the community over the last 25 years. And you know that Cat, anytime you ask Cat Simons if she could help in some way for any community event, for any group, she was there. So this organization, the Friends of Cat Simons Foundation, say they will be carrying on that legacy. So I think that's great. This Sunday, September the 8th, from 3 until 8 in the evening, down there at Westchester Commons, there's going to be live music, there's going to be food, there's going to be live music, and there's going to be food. Oh, and there's going to be animals. There will be the opportunity to...
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Adopt an animal or two. So that is pretty cool stuff. So I'm going to post that. I'll make sure it's up on all of my social media so that if you're looking for the details, you can find it pretty easily. Let me tell you about these jobs numbers as I understand them. And, of course, Dr. Dave Bratt's going to be along. It's about 20 minutes from now to really, really examine them. But the way that it is being covered says this, and I'll just read what was written here. U.S. job growth was significantly weaker than expected in August, and job growth in prior months was revised down, suggesting, yeah, the labor market is even weaker than it looks. I'll tell you what. To be actually weaker than it looks is saying something, because it looks really, really bad. Yeah. It's just, I don't know what to say. Honest to goodness, I sit here and I am a professional talk radio personality. That's what I do. And I've done it for a long time, but honest to goodness, I am at a loss for words. Economists on all sides, left, right, center, up, down, the Adam Smith guys, John Maynard Keynes guys, I think we're all winding up being F.A. Hayek guys, but everybody said, oh, you're going to get 160,000 jobs created in August. Well, that didn't happen. It didn't happen. It was... less, 142,000 jobs instead of 160,000 jobs. And you and I might be thinking the same thing, like, well, That's not really all that far off, is it? Well, when you add in some of the other months, yeah, it's really bad. The prior month's job estimate, instead of the 114,000 we were told were created in July, it was actually 89,000. And the June figure was revised down by 60,000. Wow. Wow. What's going on? I don't know. I'm not an economist. But I can tell you this. I can tell you that your paycheck, whatever it is going a lot less, getting a lot less than it did a couple of years back. I can tell you that everything that you are purchasing at the supermarket, everything that you would like to buy, either from a brick-and-mortar store or an online store, it's more expensive. I mean, it is simply that simple, isn't it? It's not that complicated. It really isn't. It is not that complicated. Inflation has gone through the roof. And if you don't understand that, then you haven't gone to a store to try and buy something. Inflation is making it more and more and more difficult for every single one of us to live. I'd love to tell you that there is a magic solution. There isn't. There is a solution. And that is the election coming up. And that is saying, okay, there's one person who's running who understands business and money and creating jobs and seeing wages increase, seeing people able to get a piece of the pie, being able to live the American dream. And then there's someone else running who, frankly, wants to make America Venezuela again. I don't think it's a difficult choice. I really don't. But I think it's an important choice. In fact, I know it's an important choice. You can vote for joy. And before you do that, could you tell me what that means exactly? Because I don't know. Or you could vote for somebody who has a 4-year record of actually creating jobs and helping everybody in America. Low unemployment. I mean, it's such a stark contrast. Or you can vote for this nebulous idea of joy with somebody who is so afraid, apparently, of her own beliefs, she won't talk to anybody. Yeah, choice is yours, right? Oh, we've also got, I can't believe this. We're just loaded today. We've got 4 packs of tickets for the Apple and Cider Bluegrass Festival. It's coming up at Hanover Vegetable Farm, September the 21st and September the 22nd. If you would like to go, I'll tell you what we're going to do, Germ. We have 3 sets of these. I understand it. Let's do one each and every hour. And in fact, I want to do one as soon as we return, like 4 or 5 minutes from now, 3:20-ish. I'll give you the first chance to get a family 4-pack of tickets for the Apple and Cider Bluegrass Festival at the Hanover Vegetable Farm. Also includes an opportunity for you to pick 3 pounds of apples all on your own and then take them home. How cool is that? 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Isn't that the official song of the Kamala Harris campaign? Joy and joy and more joy. No jobs, but take your cup. Take your cup and dip it in the big barrel of joy and sip from the cup of joy. That's the cleaning lady. Well, what are you going to do? Right? It's details. Details like letting us know we're going to do politics and pints tickets. It's a detail, right, Jerm? All right, listen, we do have politics and pints tickets. They are up for sale right now. And you know the way this happens, October the 14th. We're all getting together. It's going to be a great time. The only way you can get the tickets, I tell you this every single time, and people are always, they're always a little put off, but it is the truth. We only sell them online. You've got to go to WRVA.com. This time, Brian Kilmeade is coming back. I was with Kilmeade the other day up in D.C. for the talk radio event. So that was nice, just catching up and shooting the breeze. But he'll be back. Dana Lash, who you are perhaps listening to from noon to 3. It'll be me. It'll be John Reed. And a beer, which will make Gutman that much easier to take. Again, only way to get your tickets. Go to WRVA.com. I did tell you I've got tickets to give you, 4 packs of tickets for the Apple and Cider Bluegrass Festival. It is September the 21st and the 22nd, Hanover Vegetable Farm. Includes the family 4-pack of tickets, plus you get to pick 3 pounds of apples all on your own that you can then take home and enjoy. So if you would like that, you're going to give us a call right now, 833-804-1140, caller number 11 at 833-804-1140. You are going to get the family 4-pack of tickets, okay? Simple as that, 833-804-1140. Let me take a look at the chronic care of Richmond text line, some of the comments coming in today. They're always interesting. They're always interesting. Jeff, is there any rumor, any truth to the rumor that ABC is excluding all satellite TV coverage of the debate? I don't know. I know that the ABC parent company is in some sort of a dispute, right? Some sort of a dust-up with like DirecTV or something, so people are not getting ESPN and things of that sort. 804, Jeff. Tell all the idiots voting for the Marxist Party, remember this, capitalism builds a nation, communism destroys a nation. Yeah, I would agree with you. 804, Jeff, I hope Dana Lash is not as grating in person as she is on the radio. Okay. I've been trying to buy politics and pints tickets, but I can't seem to find them. WRVA.com, the only way you can get the tickets. WRVA.com. Dr. Dave Brad on the jobs numbers. He's coming up at 3:33. It's 3:26. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:33, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yep, a nice day. I'll tell you what, it's comfortable if you get the opportunity, just cool enough. Can open the windows. Humidity, it's right there on the edge. If you want to tough it out, open the windows. If you don't want to tough it out, open the windows. Really, it's just it's an absolutely really glorious sort of a day. Politics and Pints tickets went on sale today. Yeah, no, I know, we were all shocked, but they're on sale. Don't miss your chance. That's the point here. You know what happens? Saying it was 5 years we've been doing this. You know who invented the name Politics and Pints, don't you? I did. I don't care who else is trying to take credit. I did. Sitting there with our then supervisor, Greg, shooting ideas back and forth. Now, I will give Greg credit. Greg came up with Pints and Politics. And I said, you know, you might have a drinking problem. You might, that may be the first step in admitting you've got a problem, maybe need a chip. I said, how about politics and pints? That way, you know, you're talking about something a little more substantive, but you're not letting anybody forget. Yeah, there's alcohol coming to help you deal with the issues you're discussing. So that's how we got politics and pints. And we've done it now throughout Central Virginia for about 5 years, and I guess every couple of months we do it. There doesn't seem to be any real rhyme or reason to it. But every couple of months we say, you know, we haven't done this for a while. We should do this. So we're doing it. Yeah, and I would love for you to come. I don't have any tickets to give you. I'm just going to tell you that right now. If you're kind of sitting back and saying, oh, I'm going to win tickets, I don't think you are. I think what you're going to need to do is jump online right now. Go to WRVA.com. WRVA.com and get your tickets. It's just that simple. It could not be easier. It's Wednesday, October the 16th. It kicks off at 6 o'clock in the evening. Our friends at Chronic Care of Richmond, once again, sponsoring the whole doggone thing. My friends, Dr. Brian Snyder and Janine, the whole team over there. You know, I'm a patient at Chronic Care of Richmond, so I'm very, very fond of Chronic Care of Richmond. But it's Chronic Care of Richmond. It's Colette. It's my friends at Richmond Office Interiors, as well as Better Floors. And yes, I do like the fact that most of the people who are sponsoring this are part of my show. They're my people. But I do want you to come. We've got me. We've got John Reed, Brian Kilmeade. Dana Lash is coming in as well. So it should be exciting. There is a complimentary pint that is included, which, of course, will help you to deal with Howard Gutman, who is six different shades of insane. You want to go? WRBA.com. I wouldn't wait. That's the one piece of advice. I don't want to wag my finger, but I am sort of wagging my finger. I don't want you to wait, because if you wait, you're not going to get the chance. The tickets will be all sold out. They always sell out. Maybe we'll put some people to work, because it doesn't seem like Kamala Harris or Joe Biden have the ability to put a lot of people to work. These brand new numbers are out, and I think the technical economic term is they stink. And they stank last month and the month before, and now they're revising numbers down. Again, I'm not a trained economist, but Dr. Dave Brad is. And, you know, the good doctor joins us every Friday, and we always look forward to chatting with him. I'm going to remind everybody before we even chat with Dave. Number one, yes, Dave is the senior vice president at Liberty University for business relations, but he is here of his own accord. He's here speaking for him, not the university, and we're just always happy to have him here. Dave, thank you for visiting.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Jeff. Love it. Love the show.
Well, thank you, my friend. It's always good to hear your voice. I'm just going to throw it out there to you. What are we supposed to make of these new numbers coming in about the employment situation?
Yeah, well, you know, finally the markets are reacting, right? So the real economy, right, and the earnings, the profits that come from that economy are now in trouble. And so the sugar high's worn off, the Federal Reserve money printer, the effect is wearing off. The fiscal spending is still there, right? We're still doing $2 trillion deficit spending, so that's still there. But yeah, the job numbers came out. They corrected down a million job miss, they reported a month ago. Now they continue to come out. The Federal Reserve Bank has, you know, this beige book report, and they got their 12 district reports. And so about two times ago, seven or nine of those 12 districts were positive out of 12. Then it went to five positive when it comes to growth and employment overall. Now it's down to three out of the 12 Federal Reserve districts are reporting positive, and the nine are reporting negative news. So that's kind of your summary. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you'll never hear go out to Zero Hedge, right? They have all these great charts that the mainstream press won't cover. The Wall Street Journal actually just printed one of them. But since 2009, the foreign-born workers have gained, 3 million jobs, and native-born workers have lost 1.3 million jobs. Right. So foreign-born workers in the U.S. have gained 3 million jobs. Native-born workers have lost 1.4 million jobs. So that is on top of it. That, of course, is due to the border invasion of 14 million people.
Right.
These are all widely acknowledged facts now, right? They're in. The economy is now reflecting that. But what is really missed by this is the new split in the income distribution. The liberals used to care about poor people and the income distribution. Right now, the rich are getting all the gains from the stock market, right? The top 10% own 90% of the stock market. Mm-hmm. The top 10% own 90%. So the Federal Reserve, they create the boom-bust cycle for the rich, right? So the 2007-2008 crisis, they printed too much money in 2004-2005. Okay, so you could say, well, they made a mistake. They've been making this mistake over and over and over. Now we're in the middle of another super bubble. They printed way too much money, right? $9 trillion on their balance sheet a couple years back. And so now the stock market is propped up. It's collapsing. The rich know how to make gains through that process. You and me in the middle class with a 401k, we're going to get whacked. And then the folks who don't have any financial literacy are going to sell when they hear the bad news. And the rich are going to buy.
Yeah.
At the lows, right?
Yep.
When the average person sells, it's low. The rich come in, scoop it all up cheap, and the market goes back up. The rich get richer. The poor get poorer. And that's why you have a new populist realignment in the United States right now.
Jeez. Dr. Dave Brad is joining us. Dave, of course, senior vice president over at Liberty University, has spent a lifetime as an economist, as a professor, as somebody who is helping Liberty University get the very best and the brightest. But he's not here for any of that. He's here because he's Dave Brad, and we love having him here. And we're just sort of shooting these shooting these numbers around. So, Dave, a lot of us looking at this and saying, okay. So Kamala Harris and Joe Biden stink when it comes to employment and the economy. They don't understand business. They don't understand numbers. If we vote for Donald Trump and the Republicans, all will be fixed. Is that close to true?
Well, I'm not going to overstate it there, but Trump, for the first time in 40 years, had blue-collar wages going up, which was a notable first, right? So the folks he said, I'm going to help, he helped, right? And he also, the major difference between Republican policy and Democrat policy is the Democrats, since World War II, always focused on the demand side, right? So they just go into debt. They do government spending. That's why all the new job numbers are government, right? They're all government sector jobs. I'm not exaggerating.
Right.
Whereas on the Republican side and the Trump policy and the free market folks, they know the only way you're going to get long-run growth is if you incentivize the supply side. Mm. And then, of course, you're called every name in the book, but all human history was broke. You know, we made $1,000 a year for all human history until 1776 with Adam Smith,
right,
who showed you how to incentivize the supply side and create a business class and a capitalist. And so Marx hates the capitalists. The capitalists are morally bad, just like you and I are morally bad. Everybody is self-interested under the sun. That's Milton Friedman's main point, right? I'd love to, you know, do a moral snapshot of the communist leadership right now in Russia and China. If you think the morally good people are communists, you know, you got a weakness and deficiency in your moral education. And so the free market system produces, and that's roughly the difference, right? You focus on the supply side, and you don't get inflation, because you get productivity instead. The left juices up demand on the demand side without producing anything more. And, of course, when you got more money chasing no more goods, you get inflation. And so that's it.
And that is the very basic definition of inflation, correct? Because if I understand it, then it's got to be pretty simple. Too many dollars chasing too few goods, period, end of story.
Yeah, that's right. And so the connective tissue there is, the government spends, right? They go into debt, you know, $2 trillion a year now. We're up to $50 trillion in debt at the end of this budget cycle in 8-9 years, right? And so then that doesn't cause the inflation, right? The government spending, just so everybody knows I'm not doing politics here, that doesn't cause the inflation. What causes the inflation is the Federal Reserve always comes in and accommodates. That's the key word. Go Google that term. The Federal Reserve accommodates the federal spending by printing the money. That causes the inflation. If they didn't print the money, right, then the government might try to spend more, but it's going to compete with sports stuff and cars and washing machines and everything else.
Yeah.
Right? So it's the printing of money, of course, that causes the inflation only.
So when Mrs. Brad or Mrs. Katz comes along and says, "Hon, could you accommodate me in this situation?" It's the one thing that separates us from the federal government, right? We can accommodate each other, but we have to live within our means.
Yeah, that's right. I thought you were going to put me in a hot spot.
No, sir,
no,
not a chance.
No, that's right. Right. Yeah. No, that's right. The accommodation, the best way to accommodate people and help their family and their kids and their future is to have sound money over time so that people can make long-run, rational economic choices. If you have these boom-bust cycles like you have right now, and then when the average Joe reads Warren Buffett selling $1 billion in Bank of America stock, and Elon's getting attacked by Brazil and Europe and everybody on freedom issues, then everybody goes, holy moly, something's going on here, folks, and it's not good.
I want to take a couple of seconds here, remind everybody Dr. Dave Brad is with us from Liberty University, and you can put on your Liberty University hat now if you don't mind, because I want to hear more about the CEO conference, this big event you've got coming up at Liberty.
Yeah, I don't name individuals or firms or whatever, but we have, you know, 500 folks coming in, hundreds, major leaders of major firms, you'll all know. World leaders, we do a huge African push. We got about 40 friends from Nigeria coming in, diplomats, ambassadors from 10 countries. It's just a great networking experience. You know, we just call it friends in faith, win-win, you know, business opportunities. And so if you're out in Richmond and you want to come visit Liberty, you're thinking about having your kids come here, this is a great Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to do it. It's September 23 to 25. In a couple weeks, and it's a great place to do some business networking. We also have, you know, the former Secretary of Defense, the former Secretary of Health, the former Secretary of Labor, et cetera. Yeah. So a bunch of high-end folks that can help you navigate the world we're in. They're all speaking on panels. There's a China panel, defense panel. And if you want to get a hold of me, I just go out to Brat Economics on Getter. And I have an email right there. Just email me there, and I'll shoot you all the stuff. Brat Economics on Getter. Thank you, Jeff.
Well, we're going to keep sharing it, Dave, because I'm excited. As you know, I'm coming out for a couple of days. I just think it's going to be such an incredible event, but such an event filled with good, decent people and opportunities.
Oh, it is. It's great. Everybody just enjoys it. 3 days. Our students help host it. We got a future CEO dinner on Monday night. It's great.
Love it. Well, I want you to have a wonderful weekend, a blessed weekend, and as always, I thank you for being here, sir.
Yep. Thanks for having me on, Jeff. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. That is Dr. Dave Brat. Great, great guy. Go to Brat Economics on Getter if you want to learn more about the big CEO summit that's coming up at Liberty. 347, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Do I get to say Beetlejuice? No. Okay, 351, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It's Friday, though, and we have made it. Seriously, congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. We got a lot of great stuff that's going on, including politics and pints. WRVA.com, the only way you can get your tickets, simple as that. I'm hoping you're getting over there because they're just selling out quicker and quicker and quicker every time we do this because it builds on itself. More of your friends, more of your neighbors have already been out to politics and pints. They know what great fun it is. There are no fisticuffs, although anybody else thinking that a small dose of fisticuffs might just... Nah, all right, probably not. We've got me, we've got John Reed, Brian Kilmeade's coming back. I was checking with him... What was it? When we were up there, Germ? Tuesday? Wednesday? Well, I don't know. Whenever I ran into Kilmeade in D.C. and his aide de camp, his chief of staff. And I said, oh, well, we're going to see you in October at the Beacon Theater right now. I mean, right? And he looked at me and she said, yeah, you are. He's going to be there. He's like, okay, well, there you go. Oh, and Dana Lash is coming as well. That could be good or bad. I don't know. I'm looking at a message coming in that says, all right, Jeff, it's at the Beacon Theater, so we're coming again. But Dana, well, I'll try and be nice. Okay, look, buy a ticket so you can sit in the audience and hate her. If that's what is going to make you happy, that's okay. You'll still have me. And that, of course, is well worth the price of admission. But it's only at WRVA.com that you are going to be able to find your tickets. Coming up right after the 4 o'clock news, we got to talk about some serious stuff, good or bad. I don't know, but we got to talk about it. What happened in Georgia? Now, it's a terrible thing that happened in Georgia. And the arrests that are being made and the charges that are being leveled, okay. The ugliness of this is that the victims have not been laid to rest, and already the politicking has begun. Man, it began within seconds of this, and it is your usual, typical nonsense. It's the uber leftists who want to make sure that you can't defend yourself. And they try and twist things, they try and corrupt things. And they all got together. The Associated Press, an organization that I used to have some degree of respect for. I've lost respect for the Associated Press throughout the years, and it pains me to say that. Because I have in some box somewhere three rather important awards from the Associated Press. Selected as the best morning radio show in all of New England by the Associated Press. It's a pretty major accomplishment. But they're not on my walls anymore. Now, you're right. I am trying to back off from some of the awards on the walls because, I don't know, just striking me as wrong. I'm trying to put up way more photos. You know, it's about life. And I think part of this, I'm going to be really, really honest with you here. Painfully honest. I think part of it is the birthday coming up on Monday. Because I'm really thinking, this is one of those birthdays. And I would rather be looking at photos of people I care about or things that I've done that I've enjoyed as opposed to some of the plaques and things, which are still cool. I mean, make no mistake about it. It's nifty stuff. But that's why I'm not referring to it as a plaque shack anymore. I need a name, though. Have you got any suggestions? Send me a text on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, if you've got a good nickname for the former plaque shack. 356, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.